We're talking with the president of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Tyler Norvell. The 2020 event's been up and running. We've got livestock on the State Fairgrounds location right now. More will be coming in, but the schedule is changing to try to accommodate concerns about what's going on nationally and internationally with this virus situation. Tyler, kind of walk us through this decision.
Yeah. Well, our top priority, as we've talked about all week, is the safety and healthiness of our exhibitors, and we continue to communicate with the state and local officials, and they continue to tell us it is safe from a health perspective to continue. But with that said, we know what's going on in the world and in the country, and out of an abundance of caution, we have decided to expedite the end of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. We are going to get all the animals shown. All the market animals are going to be shown, but instead of finishing on Thursday night and having the premium sale Friday, we're going to finish the show Wednesday evening. And we are going to postpone our premium sale. All the students that make the premium sale will still get a premium sale check. And then, you know, we're still working out the details, but hope to do an event later in the summer and fall for buyers, for our scholarship recipients, for the young people in the premium sale. Unfortunately, if we're going to have the show the way we are, we're not going to be able to have our big grand drive finale, but we are going to select a grand in all those species. So our volunteers and superintendents, the state fair, the city of Oklahoma City, the state have just been awesome to help us pull this off. Ron, you've been here with us for a while, the last couple hours, and know what we've been going through. But it looks like right now we're going to give these kids the opportunity to just exhibit their livestock that they've been working on for the last year and finish this show out the best we can. But I cannot emphasize enough that this is still, we're being told, this is a set, you know, if you're healthy, if you haven't been sick, if you don't meet the demographics that are at high risk, you know, we're okay to continue on, and we're going to do that until they tell us it's not safe. And there may be a chance between now and Wednesday evening they come and say, hey, y'all need to get out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not safe anymore. We've had widespread community outbreak, and then we'll go home. Right. But we feel this option, this plan, gives us the best chance to complete this show.
And so the key is that the folks that have got animals, market animals coming, they need to probably come just a little bit quicker.
That's right. They need to get on our website or download our app and look at the new schedule that will finish up this Wednesday evening. But yes, every market show is starting earlier now, and we will work with the families, but they just need to stay calm. Don't panic on us. You know, the lines may be a little longer, but we're going to make sure people can get here, can get their cards turned in, and we can have a livestock show. You know, the biggest change in the immediate future is tomorrow morning. We were supposed to show heifers Sunday and Monday with two rings, and now we're showing them all day Sunday with three rings. Luckily, we had a judge that was here today that could stay tomorrow, and so we're going to be able to finish the heifers up and get them out of here and then move in the market steers.
And as you do that, you're going to be giving folks a lot of time to get in, get checked in. The showmanship's actually going to continue. You've been able to squeeze that into the schedule as well.
Yes, we've been able to squeeze in the showmanships. You know, I may miss a few, but the main events that are canceled are the legislative show. You know, due to logistics, we can't have that this year. Now, it's not because of health concerns. At this point, we're canceling the legislative show. It's literally just these kids want a show, and the legislators get it, and that's the path we're moving forward on. This one's for the girls. Our Diamond Hats event has been canceled. The Skill-a-thon has been canceled. The fitting contest has been canceled. And as I mentioned, our Cell of Champions has been postponed for a later date.
A night of stars will happen, but a day earlier.
That's right. Our guilt sale that's just been so awesome for us will be more of an online sale this year now. It will be Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on CVI. Blake Kennedy's helping us with that. You can look at his Facebook page and ours as well about how you can bid on those guilts.
Right. So we'll get details on that. Bottom line, you've had a lot of support and a lot of folks putting their input into making this new schedule workable.
Yes, we have talked to so many people throughout the day, like I said, from the city, from the state, the governor, the health department, the secretary of ag, and then just as much input as we could get from our superintendents and our volunteers here, and everybody's just been over backwards. And I know it's been amazing how appreciative the exhibitors and their families are this year that this show goes on and that it continues, and that they know we're putting their health and safety first, but after that we're doing all we can to let them exhibit their livestock. And you know, it really reminds me of the family environment it is around here.